Hi, this is Trevor Steig from Baba Jack.
This is Becky Tate from Baba Jack, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues
on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa,
and Kansas City Online Radio.
God fills me with so much joy, so much pleasure, and not just me either. Chris Evans on BBC Radio 2 played it twice in the same show. It's a track from the forthcoming album Going Back Home. It's Roger Daltrey, Wilco Johnson, and that's a track called I Keep It To Myself, and that's going to be the single, which I think is going to be released next week, but it's definitely going to be on the album. And the reason why it gives me so much pleasure, first of all, it's a fabulous, fabulous song, and secondly, Wilco Johnson. In case you aren't aware, a founder of the Feel Goods way back in the 70s, diagnosed with terminal cancer beginning of last year, said he would do a farewell tour, which sold out, of course, everywhere. Finished a farewell tour, awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award in September in Cologne. Another Lifetime Achievement was Blues Matters, along with in December time. And he's still going. And that's a new album. And it's just so good. So, so good. Anyway, and also on harmonica there, an old friend of the programme, a guy I saw in Mijas years and years ago. I think it was the last time I saw him. Wes Weston and the Bluesonics. And Wes is a fine harp player. And it's a lovely album. Looking forward to hearing the whole thing. Opening up The Raven and the Blues, wherever and however you're listening, whether it's Leeds, Liverpool, or somewhere beginning with L in Spain. Never mind. My name's Dave Raven. Talking about Wes Weston, let's go back some 4 years, because he's a sort of a harp for hire in many respects. Here he is with Lazy Lester.
I hear you knocking, I hear you call, I hear you every day you call my name, but it's no use, baby, you're calling. crying, you did the lying. You tried to cheat, baby, you could blame. But it's no use, baby, your crying is all in vain. I packed my suitcase, I bought my ticket. It won't be long and I'll be on my way. I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving. And I'm going away to stay. Yeah, you're knocking, yeah, you're calling. I hear every time you call my name. But it's no use, baby, your call is all in vain. Every time you call my name, but there's no use, baby, your call is all in vain.
Two tracks in a row from Wes Weston, one of the hardest working harp players here in the UK, and that's recorded or taken from the album from 4 years ago, One More Once, with Lazy Thank Lester, you. And I Hear You Knocking. Great stuff indeed. Okay, well, if you've got a name like Mississippi McDonald, where will you be from? Well, the Mississippi resembles the Thames at present. The Thames at one stage this week was over a mile wide, and I put some photographs up on Facebook to show the width of it, which would have impressed Tony Joe White. Mississippi McDonald isn't from the Mississippi. He isn't, with that name, McDonald from Scotland either, I don't think. I think he's based in London, fairly certain he is. I saw him together with Roscoe Blues in Hebden Bridge in May of last year. Roscoe Blues is one half of the Cottonmouth Kings. BC Black is the other. They have a new album coming out this month. I'm not quite sure what it's called, actually. I think it's called Mississippi McDonald and the Cottonmouth Kings. Either way, here they are with The Devil's Chain.
Mississippi Delta in the dead of night, trying to catch the next train. Guitar player, harmonic Joe, moved from Memphis to Maine. Every dollar you earn is a link in the devil's chain. Every dollar you earn is a link in the devil's chain. Roscoe Blues. Mm-hmm.
today, 10 to 5 through the night. Subway train clean out of sight. Broken down Cadillac assembly line. Every dollar you earn is a link in the devil's chain. Yes, every dollar you earn is a link in the devil's chain.
Mississippi McDonald and the Cottonmouth Kings. One part of the Cottonmouth Kings, Roscoe Blues, BC Black on bass is the other. That's their new album. I've got a couple of tracks from it. It's coming out in the next week or so, I guess. And I think that's absolutely fabulous. Called The Devil's Chain. And talking about the Mississippi, the floods in the UK have been pretty drastic over the last 7 days. The Thames, where I live, has been somewhat flooded. The boat goes up. Of course, we're quite safe in that respect. I mean, we've luckily got power and gas and things. But the river just became wider and wider and wider until at one stage it was nearly a mile wide, as big as a Mississippi. Tony Joe White would have been proud. An old friend of the programme, Tom Doughty, sent me something which kind of summed it all up. He took a classical guitar and then restrung it with bass nylon strings and played it lap style and came up with a track. It's contrabass, a contrabass guitar with nylon strings and played lap style. And Tom Doughty, just for me, therefore just for you too. This is called River Flow.
Thank you.
Tom, that is lovely. Thank you so much. Tom Doughty, a track written just for the... Well, say written, but sent to me especially. Therefore, a special track on the Raven and the Blues. Tom Doughty, a track called River Flow, summing up the weather on the Thames this last 7 days. I'll put a link to Tom's website on the Raven and the Blues page at ravenblues.co.uk. And you may be able to buy that from him as well, because it is rather fine, but lovely stuff. Thank you so much, Tom. Lots of albums arrived in the post this week. Amazingly, the postie got through delivering CDs. One of them, which I've been looking forward to receiving for quite some time, is the new one from Matt Anderson. The title track is called, the album is called Weightless. Here is the title track.
Till I fly, till I fly, till I fly.
We are, title track of the album. Now, I'll be honest with you, I was dreading the album arriving. I'd read so much about it. And to me, Matt Anderson, I've been playing him for years on the programme. If you're a regular, you will know he's been a guest on the show twice on the top deck of the boat here. Or was it even three times? There's some videos on YouTube of Matt Anderson here. To me, Matt Anderson is that fabulous voice and his guitar playing. And I'd read and heard that the album, it was a departure from that, and still with a fabulous voice, but now much more orchestration. And I was wondering what it was going to be like and kind of dreading it. And it came this week. And it's lovely. I mean, it's not the man Matt Anderson you're familiar with in a way, but it's to me, it's a little bit like James Hunter, going back to the days of Sam Cooke, that kind of stuff. But great orchestration and, of course, the fabulous voice over the top of it all and some great writing, too. So there we are. Matt Anderson, the new album, just been released. It's called Weightless, and there is the title track. We go to Brighton now, and somebody making her debut on the show. The band are called Z Star, or perhaps Z Star, because she is Z Gachette. And I kind of discovered her through Mark Ead through the course of this week, and he led me to her EP, their EP, which came out in the spring of this year. And it's amazing. I mean, I don't know why it's bluesy, I know, it's rocky, it's, somebody said, it's like a female Prince, and that's so accurate too. So making their debut on the show, Z Star, out of Brighton, out of the southeast of England anyway. 16 Tons is the name of the EP. Here they are with The Good Woman. Z Gachette, the lead voice. The band are Z Star, or perhaps Z Star, whichever you'd like to say it, taken from their album 16 Tons. Not their album, the EP 16 Tons. They're going to be in London this next coming weekend on the 23rd. Then they're into France, Fain Les Valence, on the 25th of March. And in Paris, Le Trianon on the 5th of May. April? 5th of April. And also then Tour de Pain on the 18th of April. Where they are in between, I've got no idea. Then back for the Brighton Fringe in May. Worth checking out, a fine EP, and they're pledging money for the new album, the 16 Tons of Love album. They're only about halfway there, but if you would like to give them some money to help them make the album, the link will be on the Raven and the Blues page. Let's head to California now, an album which came out last year but only arrived here at the Home of the Blues this week. The album is called Every Tongue Has a Tale to Tell. The band are out of California. They're called the Black Tongued Bells, which I think is a Dylan Thomas quote. I think it rings a faint bell with me. Here they are with King Bee Jam.
The mojo working, I got the mojo hand. I see all your pretty women, y'all need a good man. I got the full moon fever, now the wolf is on the prowl. You see me looking at your window, you never pull your curtain down. I don't want your money, don't want the diamond on your hand. You got the queen bee honey, I got the king bee jam. I got the two-tongued lizard, I got the one-eyed snake.
Minor, member of the band, said, describing their sound. Imagine if the Stones came from Louisiana, they might sound like us. I don't think that's entirely right, because to me, the sound of the Stones from Louisiana is CeCe Ad Cook and always will be. But nevertheless, out of California, they are the Bells, the Black-Tongued Bells. Their album, which picked up loads of airplay across the states last year, but I only got hold of it this week. I'm not quite sure who sent it to me, but somebody did. Thank you so much. The album is Every Tongue Has a Tale to Tell, and the links to them, of course, on the Raven and Blues page, and making their debut on the show in King Bee Jam. Album of the month this month, aboard the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK, is King Size Slim. The album is Milk Drunk. We play a track, all of us, every week, and this week's track on my programme is this one called Dark Soul. King Size Slim is his name, stage name, real name Toby Borelli, album Milk Drunk and Dark Soul. A new album arrived this week on Alligator Records, and it's Joe Lewis Walker, the brand new one from him called Hornet's Nest. And there's some great stuff on it, 12 fabulous tracks. The one I've chosen to kind of signify what the album's going to sound like, to give you a good flavour of what it's going to be, is this one called All I Wanted to Do.
Your heart was broken.
Featuring the Muscle Shoals horn section on that particular track, and also on drums, tambourine, percussion, all kind of stuff, and also produced by Tom Hambridge. Tom's everywhere these days, producing so many albums. Joe Lewis Walker on guitar and on the vocals, and that's off the album brand new on Alligator Records, Hornet's Nest, and All I Want to Do. All I Wanted to Do. Deary me. It's strange, you know, because normally I just sit here talking to you and playing some tunes, which I hope you're going to enjoy, and I'm all kind of relaxed. It's my own gear, I'm familiar with it, nobody plays with it. So, but today it almost feels like I'm in somebody else's studio. Everything's a bit strange. Mind you, the wind is blowing a hoolie outside, and the rain is almost horizontal, so that could be one of the reasons. Okay, therefore, it brings me neatly to this track. When I was choosing a track from this album, which was the first one he made way, way back, which has been reissued, Eric Bibb, the album Me to You, the one which kind of stood out to me because of its title more than anything else, and it's kind of summing up the way I feel right here, right now, featuring Paul Jones, the great Paul Jones on harmonica, and Paul Jones, of course, DJ on BBC Radio 2. This is Eric Bibb. And something summing it all up for me and for many others in the UK and across the world where the weather has been less than clement. It's called I Need a Vacation.
I'm gonna take a long vacation. City life has worn me out. I'm gonna take a long vacation. I'm all tugged out. Got a cabin in the country. Don't nobody know about. I'm gonna get up in the morning when the bluebirds sing. Gonna get up every morning when the bluebirds sing. Ain't got no telephone to wake me when it rains. In my old rocking chair, I'm gonna watch the sun go down. In my old rocking chair, I watch the sun go down.
money, people, I'd be spending back in town. All right.
Gonna tell this story just one more.
She's described in the press release as a Mississippi blues diva, which I think is a bit sad because the word diva has been used as a derogatory term, I think, in the last decade or so. But nevertheless, her name is J.J. Thames, which is so fitting in some respects, seeing as the Thames is like the Mississippi. And that's a track from her album, which came out about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I guess. And it's called Tell You What I Know. And that is the first track on the album. That's called Sold Out. And before that, you heard Eric Bibb of his first album, which has been reissued on Manhattan Records. The album is called Me to You, and featuring Paul Jones on harmonica, and a track which sums everything up, really, for so many of us. And I Need a Vacation. Now then, this one's got a strange history. I remember years and years ago, Tommy Vance, a fabulous presenter with BFBS and, of course, the rock show, and just generally fabulous presenter, full stop, but many, many years at BFBS, he did a rock show on BFBS. And I remember talking, oh, it must have been 15 more, 20, because Tommy died about 15 years ago, so about 20 years ago, he was talking about rock music and blues and all that kind of stuff. And I'm sure that in the conversation came up the word Mick Simpson. Mick Simpson is a guy who's been around the business for a while, played with Elkie Brooks, and wrote some stuff which Tommy Vance played on the rock show. And so as soon as I saw his name, I thought, ooh, that name rings a very vague bell. And when I looked into it, found that, yes, he has got a Tommy Vance connection. I'm telling you all this because he's got a brand new album, which is just about to be released. And here he is making his debut on the show after all this time, Mick Simpson, and a track called Traveling Man.
I'm a traveling man, that's what I do. I'm a traveling man, through and through. Going down the road, to pastures new. Just a suitcase, of these lonesome blues. I'm a traveling man. Town, a new place to stay. I don't need no one, I'm happy that way. Go. Go. Exactly where I wanna be.
The album is new. I'm not quite sure whether it's out available on general release yet, but you'll find the links, of course, on the Raven and the Blues page. Mick Simpson, the album Unfinished Business, but it's very, very new, and now you heard Travelling Man. I think this one's very new too. It's Malaya Blue, her new album Blues Bourbon Street, and I guess it's going to be coming out, I'm not quite sure, but sometime in the next month or so. It's very odd because these days, some record companies, some individuals, some PR people insist on holding the record back right until the release date. And so things like Lawrence Jones's new album, Baba Jack, the one before that, for instance, they were held, none of us got a copy of it until almost the release day. I think it was about 7 days before you could buy it. Now, there's some kind of logic in that, because it's a bit pointless me playing you a track and saying, there's Mick Simpson, Traveling Man, and you can't buy it until June or something, because then you think, oh, well, can't be bothered, I'll forget about it. And so you can half see the logic in saying, okay, here's the album and you can buy it now. But traditionally over the years, every radio station and every genre has actually had the music in advance, so you can say this album's coming out next week. And so this particular instance, I've got no idea. I think it's coming out quite soon. It's Malaya Blue, the album Bourbon Street, and here she is with Ivory Tower.
Of boy meets girl, but soon you left me for another world. When the going got tougher, it was time to split. You don't wanna know how the other half lived, no, no. In your ivory tower, you think you've got
girl, nice voice. Malaya Blue is her name. Bourbon Street is the album, out on the 3rd of March. You see, a bit of extra research, the date came forward. Maria Productions, and they heard Ivory Tower. So the album will be due in less than 3 weeks' time. That's almost it for The Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show, nearly all new releases. If you'd like to drop me an email, it'd be great to hear from you, dave@ravenblues.co.uk, and the website is ravenblues.co.uk or raven.dj. Thanks for the donations that have been coming in. Thank you for the Delta Blues t-shirt from the Hebden Bridge Blues Festival and Jason Elliott. And just all all the comments and things that have been flying backwards and forwards in the last 7 days. We're still here. As I speak to you now, the boat is afloat, the winds are strong, but we're still safe. We're high and dry, as they say, even though the river is wide and deep. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Let's close with Ron Cartel off his new album, Don't Make the Monkey Drunk. Here he is with Last $2. I've got a few more than that just. Thanks for listening. Have a good 7 days. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Lady at the casino said she lost all the money. She said, don't feel sorry. Don't feel sorry, honey. Wanna do a lady a favor? Here's what I want you to do. $2 till the next time I see you. But these last $2, I'm not gonna lose. One's going for my bus fare, other ones with the jukebox. Gotta hear me some blues. Said I wouldn't be over here if my man had been treating me right. Oh, I come over here 'cause he's been sneaking round every night. But I got caught up over here. That doggone gambling machine. But these last $2, I'm not gonna lose. Last $2, I'm not gonna lose. One's going for my bus fare, other one's for the jukebox. Gotta hear me some down home blues. At the casino said she lost all the money. She said, don't feel sorry. Don't feel sorry, honey. You won't do a lady a favor. Here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2 till the next time I see you. But these last $2, I'm not gonna lose. Last $2, I'm not gonna lose. One's gone for my bus fare, other one for the jukebox. Jukebox. Give me some blues.